views and opinions expressed on the following podcast are those of the persons appearing on the program and not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada. This special edition of Club ADHD the podcast was recorded on the morning of March 23rd, 2020 in the Toronto, Ontario, Canada area. Welcome to another edition of Club ADHD, the podcast. I'm your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc. Yep, that's me. Saying welcome, welcome. Did I say welcome? The answer is yes. Club ADHD is for us adults with ADHD. We have the podcast, we have the Twitter account, and the Facebook page. And we want to give a round of applause to our friends at CADAC, the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada, for their support by presenting this Club ADHD. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. They have a great website at caddac.ca, full of information about ADHD. They also have webinar information. They have conferences, all sorts of things. You don't have to be in Canada to get some gems, yeah, pearls out of that website. That web address is caddac.ca, in case you missed it the first time. Let me see. I think we wrapped everything up as far as housekeeping. And now the big question. So how are you? Boy, that's a loaded question. I know we here in North America, we say, oh, how are you? And regardless of how we feel, the response is, oh, great or good or whatever. And we just walk away. We're not really asking how are you. It's just hi. Hello, hello, goodbye. But now, when we ask, how are you, we're pretty serious about it. How are you? Do you have a cough? Do you have trouble breathing? Do you have a temperature? Yes, the coronavirus. It is changing our lives. The pandemic is here. It's going to be around for a little while. And we have to change the way we live. Sound familiar? We have no control over it. Sound familiar? Unless we do the right thing. Sound familiar? Some people aren't playing by the rules, and that's not very good. I'm broadcasting here in the Toronto burbs, the suburbs of Toronto here in Canada, and looking at Europe, and I know we have a lot of European listeners. I feel for you. In North America, we were a little bit behind as far as coronavirus evolvement. The thing is, we can see what happened to you, and by rights, we should learn from that, and some people aren't. And if you look at some countries, and my heart goes out to the people of Italy, I've heard from various people from Italy, and the common thread is, we didn't take it seriously, and it's really hitting us hard. Boy, is it ever. But there are tough people, and I know they'll get through this. We will all get through this. The thing is, we have to do the right thing. We have to be smart. But that doesn't mean we have to panic, because some people are panicking. Hysteria? Yeah, it's around. You want proof? Well, first, I want to tell you that I don't have a medical background, so any observations I give you or opinions are just that. So take it as you hear them. It's up to you to decide whether or not you go along with me. My expertise is communications and ADHD, not on a clinical sense, but on a practical sense. Spoken to enough people to know that, hey, I'm not alone. Some of the feelings I have aren't all that different from other people, and I see other people and hear from other people who have different experiences from me. I've been looking after this for about almost 10 years now. So that's my background. I digress. Let's get back to the hysterical side of things. Toilet paper. How did that happen? Everybody was rushing for toilet paper. They still are. It's the magic product. It's as if that it will save us. You know how it all happened? I don't know for sure. I wasn't there, but I'm using my communication strategies. Somebody heard that we have to stock up on essentials and maybe panicked, or maybe they're OCD, or maybe they're a survivalist, whatever. They started grabbing as much toilet paper as they could, maybe a truckload. Somebody else saw that and figured, hey, why are they stocking up on toilet paper? Maybe they even talk to the person. Person would say, oh, it's an essential. Oh, yeah, you're doing it. I've got to do it. And so on and so on. And it just breeds, just like the virus. Hysteria breeds on itself. And it goes from one person to another. And before you know it, no toilet paper. And people are wondering, how did that happen? That's how it happened. But there is a silver lining about toilet paper. Toilet paper production has not stopped. People are not stocking up on it because we will never see toilet paper produced again, or it'll be a long time before it does. No, no, no. They're just freaking out. Stores are getting in tune with this. They're restricting the amount of products that are really popular. A limit of two is the usual now. So once that happens, the manufacturers continue to manufacture. They continue to send it to the stores. And eventually, demand will slow down because you can only have so much toilet paper. And I have the feeling before you know it, there will be a glut of toilet paper on the store shelves because demand hasn't increased unless there's something about the virus I haven't heard about. From what I understand, the virus doesn't create diarrhea. No, I haven't heard anything that it affects your bowels and makes them overactive. So that being the case, demand has not increased aside from the hysteria side of it, the practical demand, your need for it. You're not going to the bathroom two or three times more than you used to. So that means a glut's going to happen because toilet paper isn't something that takes up a little space. It takes up a lot of space. Even the people who are hoarding it, they got to run out of room in their home sometime. So don't worry about the toilet paper. Now, here's the benefit of having an ADHD mind is that we can think creatively. And I don't know if you've done this, but I did it. I figured, okay, I can't get toilet paper here. I bet you no one thought about going here. And when we do that, yeah, we're using our creative minds and we're getting toilet paper. Hallelujah. Or hopefully we're getting toilet paper. Even if you didn't figure out where to go, those hidden gems of toilet paper providers, everything will work out. The toilet paper will get back on the shelves and we won't have to worry about it anymore. Why we worried about it in the first place? Well, it was all about hoarding and it got things going. Our hyperfocus shouldn't be hyperfocused on toilet paper. Unless you're currently out of toilet paper and you can't find any, well, that's a different story. And speaking of hyperfocus, the news is constantly around us. And the news is constantly about the coronavirus. We have 24 hours a day news channels on TV. We've got talk radio. We have print. We have, oh yeah, something called the internet. Talk about hyper-focusing. Do you hyper-focus on the internet? Many of us do. Many of us ADHDers and other people who don't have ADHD. You just walk down the street and everybody's looking at their phone and they're not looking to phone someone. But I digress. Our hyperfocus can get out of control. And with all this information coming at us, it will just heighten our hyperfocus. And how does that happen? Well, news traditionally tends to focus on the dramatic, the sensational. And what's sensational when it comes to the coronavirus? Are people passing away? Yes, it's very tragic. It's sad. People do pass away. A small percentage of the people who have the coronavirus passed away. Does that mean that if you get the coronavirus, you'll pass away or I'll pass away? Especially when some people, some experts are saying that as much as 80% of people here in Canada will end up getting the coronavirus. Are we all going to pass away? The answer is no. If you're older, the coronavirus will probably hit you harder, especially if you're not in good shape. If you're younger, you'll still get it. You stand a better chance. Now, I'm older. Am I sweating it? Not overly. I do get concerned if I have to go to the store and someone gets too close to me. I mean, we have to play by the rules, right? And the news is starting to focus on the people who aren't playing by the rules. Here in Canada, it's just like anywhere else, human nature. And boy, do we know about this. It's human nature at times, especially for us ADHDers, to go against the rules. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to do my own thing. Well, this is not the time to do it. Yet some people are still doing it. And that's noteworthy. That's a cause for concern. Because we have to do the right thing. We have to stay close to home. Yeah, if we go for a walk, we do so in an isolated area. We can't get too close to people because this virus just jumps from one person to another. And if we're not allowing it to, if we stay close to home, and if we're not out there and pressed up against people in large crowds, where's the virus going to go? Nowhere, man. Boy, that's a whole phrase. It will be contained. And hopefully by then, the right people will figure it out and we'll come up with a vaccine and things will get back to normal, whatever that is. It might be a new normal. And I have the feeling that the people who discover a containment or even a cure might have ADHD. You never know. Our creative minds are like that. And I do hope that some ADHD people who are qualified to do this are hyper-focused on getting a solution because, as we all know, our hyper-focus can be razor-like. And that's what you want when you want someone to find a cure for something that's infecting the entire world. Now, getting back to the news. Yes, it's all around us. Yes, it's focusing on the troublesome side of this virus. And not to say that it has a positive side. It is troubling. There are some effects that can be positive. You get closer to your family, maybe, or maybe you're getting things that you've always wanted to do and never had a chance to do if you're stuck at home. However, we can't get hyper-focused on things that are happening, especially when you hear deaths and someone might have passed away in your town, or maybe a few people passed away. Well, those people, I feel for them. Well, you can't feel for them now. They passed away, but their families are left behind, and it's very tragic. However, there are people who pass away from the flu. There are people who pass away from car accidents. We don't hear that as much because it's not part of this big sensational story, the coronavirus. And yes, it is worthy of note. And yes, it is worthy of our attention. Boy, is it ever. However, if there are news outlets that constantly are bombarding us with the real troublesome news, the isolated troubles, we can hyper-focus and then jump to conclusions. We do it faster than the average bear. And when that happens, we tend to get hysterical, nervous. We think the wrong things. We think, have you ever felt this way? That when you think in the future, it's always going to be tragic or negative. It's very common among us ADHDers because we live a life full of things not going right. So who's to say that this is going to end positively? It will end. Yes, it will. People will pass away. Yes, they will. Hopefully it's not one of us. The odds are in our favor that we will live. Even if we get the virus, doesn't mean that we will succumb to it. People get the flu. Some people pass away from it. Most people don't. I'm not a medical expert, but you don't have to be an expert to have common sense. And from what I'm seeing, that's what it's all about. If you get the coronavirus, it's not a life-ending sentence. Can for a small section of the population, but not the majority. So we just have to sit back and think things out. It's very easy to take one and one and come up with three. And when you're hysterical, when you're hyper-focused, when you're totally worried out of your mind, the obvious isn't so obvious. It's just the way it is. So work your ADHD strategy and put it towards this whole event, this virus pandemic. Work it out. And you're not alone, too, because people who don't have the virus, or people who don't have ADHD, I should say, are thinking the same way. And you know what? they're getting hyper-focused on things. They're focusing on the wrong things. Their brain is getting hit at all angles. Does that sound familiar? I think for us ADHDers, the end result, once everything is all said and done, this could work in our favor. This pandemic can work in our favor. Yes, I said it. Because quite often, especially on this podcast, I've said it and others have too. People don't totally understand ADHD unless they have ADHD. Well, guess what? This is as close as a non-ADHDer is going to get when it comes to experiencing an ADHD brain. And if we can promote that, hey, do you remember how you felt during the pandemic? Was it confusing? Did you make some wrong moves? Were you chasing toilet paper when maybe you should have been doing something a little more productive? Well, guess what? That's what our brain is like. We deal with this all the time, even when there aren't any pandemics. I think that will create some empathy for us. That's the silver lining. Yes, there are positives. Yes, there are negatives. But if we try to get ourselves away from the negatives that we have no control over, that probably won't even impact us, we're doing the right thing. Newscasts are focused on tragedy. People like to know more about it. I don't know if like is the right word, but they're interested. When you're on the highway and there's an accident, even with oncoming traffic in another, you know, section of the highway, they slow down. Why? Because they have to rubberneck. They have to see what's going on. Ooh, that was a big accident. Did you see that was smashed? Oh, I thought I saw some blood. Oh, yeah. Did you see this? Did you see that? It's human nature. And some news departments, most news departments, well, they realize this. And let's face it, this is a big story. And some news departments, some news channels, they have time to fill. And they're all competing against each other, even during this time of crisis. They want to get eyeballs. They want to get ears. They want to get attention. And they're going to focus on some of the not so pleasant aspects of the virus. And you'll hear it a lot. And yes, you might hear some positive stories that people, well, they're doing this and that, and they're bonding more with their family and whatever. And perhaps, you know, there's silver linings in their lives. But you're going to hear the catastrophic things the most. It's just the way it works. We've got to fight that. Now, I know even people without ADHD, they get hooked on looking on the internet all the time. You just go down a busy street and look on the sidewalk, and there's always a person walking and not paying attention to where they're going. They're looking at their phone, checking out what's on Facebook or whatever's hot during this technological time when they should be thinking about other things. Now, are you spending a lot of time on the internet and focusing on the coronavirus? Yes, it's good to know the things that we have to do. But if we get so absorbed in it, it's just going to drive us insane. And guess what? A lot of the information, especially on the internet, isn't accurate. It's concocted by people with other interests. Maybe they get off on just creating outrageous news. And it's easy for us to say, well, you know, it looked credible. Yeah, I'm going to believe this. I've heard some pretty outlandish things. And I could just imagine that even if a handful of people believed it, then they're going to tell people and people, and it's just going to snowball like the toilet paper issue. Don't fall within that trap. Don't fall into that hole. Go to credible sites. The World Health Organization is a good site to go to. A Red Cross site. In Ontario, there's CAMH. Some of the, I don't know, the national news organizations, they're pretty good, but sometimes they go overboard as well. If you're doing the right thing, if you're doing what you can to help prevent this virus from spreading, what else can you do? You know what you can do? You can live your life. Yeah, life goes on. The good, the bad, the ugly, good things will still happen to us that have nothing to do with the virus. Bad things will still happen to us that have nothing to do with the virus. You know, 2 days ago, I bit into a bagel and one of my teeth cracked off. Yeah, a tooth that had a crown on it and it helped support a couple of phony teeth in the front of my mouth. It just cracked off. Had nothing to do with the virus. It was a bad thing. I was concerned. Yeah, I'm able to put it back in and it clips on. And yes, I've talked to my dentist and he can't see me until things calm down. So such is life. It goes on. The big guy upstairs will not say, all right, you've survived this pandemic. Maybe it lasted 2, 3, 4 months, however long. I'm going to give you a credit. You get whatever the amount of time this pandemic affected you, you will get a credit and you will live your life longer for that amount of time. It's not going to happen, folks. So why not live your life? Don't live it around the newscasts, because you're just going to, it's just going to just drive you insane to a point that it's not going to be good. Oh, I've yet to hear of people who spent 2 or 3 hours looking at newscasts about the coronavirus and coming away saying, boy, I feel pretty good about that. You know, you're allowed to feel good even in these times, even as some people pass away. Percentage-wise, the percentage, when you look at the amount of people who get the virus, is small. The percentage of people passing away. And if you get the coronavirus, does that mean you'll pass away? No. If your immune system is in good shape, if you're in good shape, it's very likely that it will come and go like the flu. And if you take proper care, and yes, some of our hospitals are overextended, hopefully that'll be rectified. And yes, there are some people who are unemployed suddenly. It might be you. Maybe you own a small business that has to close. It's not an essential business. There's one thing you can think about that should ease your mind somewhat. You're not alone. There are other people in this boat. It would be different if it was just you and maybe one or two people. No, thousands of people, more than thousands of people, are experiencing this. And when this type of thing happens in a country, the government reacts. And it's starting to react here in Canada, in the US, hopefully in Europe, sometimes not as fast as you hoped, but it does. There will be relief. It has to happen. Well, I shouldn't say has to happen. It will happen in many countries. Maybe not all. I can't say. I have the feeling here in North America, we will get relief. So look at it that way. Now, you can put your ADHD mind to good use. There are some manufacturers who are retooling. They see a need and they say, oh, you know what? I can fill it if I change things around a bit. I know some of the bigger companies, manufacturers, car manufacturers, are doing it. But that's not to say that you couldn't do it if you have a small business. Find what is needed, and are you capable of filling it? There are some people who are also utilizing the internet when it comes to teaching. There was a story on one of the newscasts about a music teacher who is continuing teaching her students. They just do it online. She might have lost a couple of clients, no big deal, and things are going just well. Now, if you're working at home, that can be a challenge because there are distractions. You have to stay focused. That's easier said than done for us ADHDers, but we have to do it. Now, when you throw kids in the mix, now that can be very challenging, and hopefully your employer will understand to some extent. And by the looks of things, here in North America, the kids are going to be home for quite some time. Now, if you have younger kids, that can be a real challenge. What do you do? How do you keep them occupied? We have our young one here living with us, our grandson, with our daughter, and he is just turning 7 years old. He's a bundle of energy. I work at home. I look after him a lot because my daughter works. She works in an essential service. My wife works in a big box store. She has to go out, and yeah, there's worries about that too. However, I'm the guy who will look after my grandson. Not all the time. So it takes away from my business, but, I'm bonding we're close anyway. So how do I keep him busy? You know what he does? He still plays with his classmates. They do it online. The other day, he had two on the go. They might get involved with a video game, constructing things, whatever. They're still socializing. So utilize that. Utilize technology. Now, from what I understand, we are not restricted to our houses unless we have the virus. So that means maybe the kids can play in the backyard, or a kid. You don't want them socializing with other kids outside of the household. But there are safe areas, maybe. It might be a deck. Or maybe if you live in a not-so-urban area, you could go for a walk where you're not going to be running into a lot of people. But the general proximity of a house, you still can get fresh air. I don't know if I'd take them to the store. If you have to, you have to. But some stores are open. Yes, a lot of them are closing, but essential services in many areas continue. So there are things to do. Why not come up with other things when it comes to adults, when it comes to you and your spouse? Maybe you like to go out on a Saturday night and go to a friend's house, maybe have a couple of drinky poos or stuff, and maybe play, trivia or whatever. Still do that virtually. Why not use your camera phones? Just about everyone has that. And if you want to be really creative, if you have another couple or a couple of couples, hook up a camera phone for each person. That would be kind of cool. So you're actually having a social event without leaving your house. You might continue to do that once things blow over. It sounds kind of fun. You can play trivia or whatever. You couldn't play tennis. It'd be pretty tough to get the ball through the screen, but the opportunities are there. And make it a fun night. You're not restricted. This isn't the 1800s. It's not the 1960s. We have technology to help us. So it's not like we're in prison. Don't feel that you're just, you know, a prisoner in a land that you don't want to be in. Because we can use our ADHD minds to come up with very unique things. And as I said before, we can use those minds to come up with filling opportunities that might even make us money, that might even get us thinking about certain things that we can carry through after this pandemic is over with. We have the minds to do it. We have the creativity to do it. You know something? For once, we might have an edge on those people who don't have ADHD. One, we've been through all this. We continue to go through all this. It's nothing new to us as far as facing challenges and having our mind bombarded, and, you know, we have to learn to cope. Plus, we, for the most part, most of us are very creative, so we can come up with ideas faster than the so-called normal people. So there are good things to be had. There are good things to look at. We can still smile. We're allowed to smile. We're allowed to laugh. We're allowed to live. Just as long as we pay attention on what we should be doing so that we can help prevent this virus from spreading. We have to fight the feelings of getting out there and maybe doing the wrong thing. To heck with what they're saying. I'm going to go meet some friends, or I'm going to do this and that. We have to fight that. And yes, that is a challenge, but we can do it. Here on Club ADHD, we are a community. You can go on the Twitter account. You can go on the Facebook page. And if you are struggling, say so. We can help you. We're a group. We can band together. By the way, if you want links to those things, just go to our webpage at clubadhd.ca. If you'd like to email me directly, feel free. And you know what? After hearing all of this and the concerns, and I've been talking to some people and helping them, I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to hang my shingle out too. I'm going to start some coaching. This would be the perfect time. I talked it over with one of my medical professionals. He feels that, yeah, I have something to offer, and I know I do. And sometimes it's hard for us to say that. We don't boast about what we are able to do. We're always putting ourselves down. Well, I want to help you get through that as well. Yes, do I struggle? Yes. But it's easier to help other people than it is to help yourself. Don't you find it to be that way? Well, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to put my hat in the ring and I'm going to coach people. I can only take so many. And yes, I do have to charge. Trust me, the rates will be, I'm not looking at really undercutting people, but they will be lower than what's out there. And I think I can offer a good service. And as well, I will be making a pitch that might be interesting for you, an opportunity to get some services like that, well, initially for free. So that's my shameless plug. But I thought, hey, with all this going down, I'm analyzing my life. What am I doing? Where should I be? Are there opportunities out there? And I'll also be putting together a few seminars. I've done that in the past, but I somewhat got myself out of it. Now I'm bringing myself back, but with an ADHD flair. And I'll also be available for keynotes as well. Talk about plugs, huh? I'm just reviewing possible possibilities. You should be doing the same thing. But if you're not, don't beat yourself up about it. Just say, okay, you know what? Maybe Russ is right. I'm going to sit down and figure it out. I'm not going to sweat the small stuff, and there's big stuff. But if we can't control that, why are we worrying about it? We can only do our part. And if we're abiding by the rules, well, that's all we can do. If people are passing away, there's nothing we can do about that. We can only do what we can do. And we shouldn't be caught up in the tragedies. Yes, it's good to know about it, because if anything, it will inspire us to continue to do the right thing. That's what we have to do. I know we can do it. I know you can do it. I know I can do it. Together, we'll beat this. We often say this about ADHD, but the coronavirus will not be with us forever. It will eventually fade away. This is not the first time the planet has witnessed a pandemic. It won't be the last. Maybe it might be the last one we get to see. If you're younger, it might be a situation where you're talking to your grandchildren. Hey, I remember the pandemic of 2019-2020. It will subside. And maybe, just maybe, we can come out of this better than we entered into it. Some of us do struggle. Some of us have had a life, and even over the last several months, a life that can be very, very challenging, emotionally charged. But maybe this is the reboot we need to sit back and figure it out. On the other hand, you might be able to do something closer to home. You might have the time. Don't sit in a chair and just wait, and maybe in a rocking chair waiting for this to get over. Do something with your lives, or maybe even do something that you always meant to do, like cleaning up a certain room. If you're like me, you have certain rooms that need cleaning up. This might be the opportune time to start in little bits. There could be positives about this. Don't be afraid to look for them. Don't let your ADHD mind, our ADHD minds, tell us that we can't do it. We have to be miserable during this time. No, we're not going to party hardy. We're not going to celebrate people getting ill, but we can live our lives. And that's what I would like to say to you. Live your life. As far as the podcast, they'll continue. I want to tell you, this is the fourth edition that I've put together about this episode. I've been revamping it and things change. And should I mention this and that? And I was getting too technical about how I thought about these things, about masks and hand sanitizers and about hand sanitizers, just a little note. Be sure that you check the bottle. I know people are freaking out about, oh, I can't get hand sanitizers. All hand sanitizers are not created equal. And when it comes to this virus, it should have a high concentration of alcohol. And even the name brands don't even have that. It should have at least 70% alcohol to be somewhat effective. 60%, iffy. I checked with a bottle that we have at home by a major manufacturer. It only had 60%. Now, am I going to freak out about that? No. You know why? The best way to clean your hands, as you might have heard, is soap and water. Beats hand sanitizer, hands down, pardon the pun. And every store I've been in, from the dollar store to a large grocery store, they have bars of soap. And it's cheap. And it lasts forever. So if you're freaking out about hand sanitizers, not being able to get it, well, unless you're out in the field and you have nothing else, it's better than nothing. But at home, I know there's some people who are using it. Don't. Grab a bar of soap. Have you been to the store looking for liquid soap? That's off the shelves too. Why bother with it? It goes away too fast. You can use it up real fast. Buy bars of soap. If you want to get exotic like me, get Irish Spring. Because I like it too. I'm sorry about that. Whatever the brand of soap, it's out there, plentiful, and you can get it cheap. So don't worry about that as well. Just a little sidebar information here for you. We're going to continue. The podcast will continue. We'll continue with our lives. We've got more podcasts coming up. Yes, I'm still in makeup mode. What else is new? But I'm getting close. We're working out a few deals with some other interesting and helpful guests, all of which, that's the criteria when it comes to this podcast. I'd like to get people who come on here that either have ADHD or a family member has ADHD so they know how we look at things. It's one thing to get somebody who's an expert on how to fix our lives if they don't know how to do it by way of the way we think. Then it's kind of useless because they're telling us things that we can't do because our ADHD mind is not wired like that. So yes, we're working on that. And by all means, listen to the previous podcast, if you will. Matter of fact, this might be a good time to binge listen. People do that with the podcast. Go to clubadhd.ca for all of the podcasts or any big outfit that carries your favorite podcasts. Chances are they're carrying us from iTunes to all sorts of places. The previous podcast, excellent. We often say if only we had somebody in government who can speak on our behalf, who might even have ADHD. Well, we landed that person in our previous podcast from Scotland. That's right. And he did a bang-up job. And his name is Daniel Johnson. And a round of applause to him, too. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that edition, please do so. It's very inspiring. Matter of fact, I included something that had Daniel speaking to Scottish Parliament about ADHD. And he did a bang-up job. And he continues to do that. Matter of fact, he's coming to North America in April. Round of applause to the folks at CADAC, the Center for ADHD. Going. That's Canada. What don't forget planned. To visit their website. So we'll have at CADAC.ca. They present analyzing ADHD. That. No, we'll just check and to we're see happy that we have them on board to do that. Effect. I have the feeling they will there. Be though.
Everything so is said and done. He'll the come next to North podcast at a later date.
We'll have
in any case.
The regular it's time for me to wrap things up.
It's late.
I'm getting a little groggy. I might be rambling.
Parting
and we'll have you doing some rambling.
Sorry if I'm rambling.
I hope I didn't bore you.
I hope you're doing well.
If you're not hanging,
this is your cordial. And
I want to give another Russ LeBlanc
round of applause to you and yours.
Have a great day.
Stay well.
And oh yeah,
don't forget to visit their website wherever you can.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
ADHD
we're happy that we
is
have
real
them on board
to do that.
Bye for now. There. Everything is said and done. The next podcast will have the regular features like TNT tips and tricks. We'll have a guest and we'll have me doing some rambling.
I hope I didn't bore you.
I hope you're doing well. This is your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc, saying to you and yours, have a great day. Stay well. And oh, yeah. Whenever you can, wherever you can, say it loud, say it proud, ADHD is real. Bye for now.